helping them learn to actually listen. I'm helping them learn to talk over things while they're supposed to be listening. So whenever I pull out something like that, I'm like, and then after we hear it, I'm like, oh, God, be that bird. Can you sound like that bird? And we're going to go, ah, ah, ah. And if it works and it fits in the time, we might even fly around the room like a bird and go, ah, ah, ah. And say, oh, it's so cool that God made the bird. It's just one way. Pull in just a little bit of the sound bite to help reinforce something that I'm teaching. Now, that particularly little clip was 18 seconds long, but it felt like a really long time. Okay, so that's really like the longest it can be. You can't really push it out. You can't take out a minute of something to listen to and think, oh, they're just going to sit here and listen to this. Another way that I like to use listening to reinforce a lesson is, and this one, in some of these listening, on your listening tracks, you might could find something like this in here. I use a CD that's called God's Children Sing, Focus Listening. And it has recorded movement listening things. So it's things that you listen to and you move to. So the one we're going to listen to, we're just going to listen to a little bit of it. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, probably, is God's creation. And if I was doing this, I would tell the story of creation. And I would say, you know, God, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. And I would say, light, like that. And I sometimes forget the order, so I have to look. And then I would say, and God said, let there be water. And we would, can you move like water? Can you make some water movement? Yeah. And then God said, let there be dry land and green plants. Can you grow like a tree? And so we're going to go through creation like that. And then I'm going to play this with them. And I'm going to say, now we're going to listen to the story of creation. And we're going to move to it. And this
is like that. In the beginning, God was there. And God said, let there be light. Said, let there be water.
No, I wouldn't talk while they were doing it, but I would start moving around the room, but I'm not going to move because I've got like space here, and we would move like water throughout the room.
Let there be dry land and green plants to grow on it. Said, let there be lights in the sky to shine on the earth.
We're not going to do the whole thing, but it goes through the whole creation, and it just has a little bit of like a sound of music that kind of portrays the creation, and we get to move to it. It's really cool. Three-year-olds, this is like the earliest you can do this with, and believe it or not, they really do get into it. Probably, I know that at our campus we get them when they've just turned three, and then we keep them and they've turned four, usually about halfway through towards the end. And I would really probably do this like at that halfway through to the end part, maybe not so much when they're young three.
So we have threes that are fours. Mm-hmm. Our threes are almost four when they come to us, so
right.
It would be good for us to do that then.
Right. Right, because I know they divide the classes into, like, the older threes who are about to turn four are the ones that are going to turn four around Christmas, and then the ones that turn four in the summer. So I would put it more closer to that three-and-a-half to four-year-old mark. Right. But so stuff like that is really cool. I've done one where it's, like, the storm. So there's the sound of the storm, and you get to act out the rain, and you get to be the lightning. And you get to be the thunder, and it's just really cool. And they really get to express that, and that movement is just, to that music, it's just really, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that is on this focus listening CD. I know you can probably find other examples of it probably on YouTube or iTunes. You can probably find things like that, but this is just the one that I happen to have. So other things that I like to do in class is I love to use classic songs, because classic songs that I grew up with that are still around. So, I mean, Jesus Loves Me, Jesus Loves the Little Children. What are some classic songs that you know?
If You're Happy and You Know It.
That's a good one. What were you saying? The B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, that's a good one. Any others?
Deep and Wide.
Deep and Wide, yeah. These are songs that have been with us and they're staying with us. And so I typically, in my class, I pick like two that I'm going to have as part of my routine. In my class right now, we do This Little Light of Mine. Oh, and I'm shaking because we do it with the bell. This is my light. And I sing, This Little Light of Mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And then when we do the hide it under a bushel part, we'll hide it under a bushel, but then we hide it in various places. So we'll hide it behind my back. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it behind my back. No! I'm gonna let it shine. And you can still do this with your finger, because you can still hide your finger in various and sundry places. And they will give you ideas. You will be hiding it at least under your shirt or in your shoe or something. They do like to hide it. And I do watch them. So, like, the first time that we start hiding things in various places, they're going to want to do it a lot. A lot. And but then if you've done it for a while, so I've been doing this for 7 months, and so they're used to that song a lot, and so we'll hide it in about 3 places now, and they're ready to move on. They're ready to move on, and you can tell that they're ready to move on. And then I'm doing Praise Ye the Lord with them, and I use scarves, and I go, hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord, and we throw the scarf in the air, and it's a lot of fun because it's scarves. And I love doing the scarves because if you have one of those, like one of the listening tracks on here, you could turn it on and give them a scarf, and y'all can dance around the room, and it is just makes it all that much more fun. So I do a song with the babies that's a lot of fun too, but 3-year-olds aren't babies anymore, so we're not going to do it. Sad. Okay. I did put on your handout the and under the classic songs, there is a CD called by Maranatha's Kids that's called First Sunday Sing-Along. I forget what I know, because you just do. You get used to singing the B-I-B-L-E, This Little Light of Mine, and Hallelujah, and you just forget that you know a lot of other songs. So I just, ever so often, I go back and I look at that list of tracks and just say, oh, yeah, I actually know, let me see what's on here. I know, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. I haven't sung that with my kids in forever because I forgot that I knew it. So ever so often, I just go on there and I look at that list of songs and say, oh, I haven't done that one. I should do that one again. Or I'll Google, like, classic Sunday school songs, and it'll pull up a list. And I'll go down through there and I go, oh, I forgot about, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may have forgotten that I did that, but oh my goodness, do they ever so much like to do it?
That's why we write the names of songs on, like, the big popsicle sticks, the time compressor, and we put them in a can.
That's a really great idea.
And from time to time, not every day, but we'll pull the can out and they can pick a stick, song stick, and
that's
we
a
sing
lot of fun.
The song on that stick. That way it keeps us from doing the same view over and over.
At 3, I will let them offer suggestions. So if we're singing, I'm like, so what, who has a favorite song that you want to sing? And they'll, I want to sing. I had forgotten about the song Deep and Wide, and I had a kid say, oh, let's sing Deep and Wide. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that song. And so we did Deep and Wide that day. But that is a great idea, writing them on the little popsicle sticks and keeping them. That's right. Okay. But I just pick a couple that we sing as part of our routine. Classic songs aren't always the easiest for kids to sing, because sometimes they have more words than some songs, or they have a lot of notes in them. It's like a wide range, singing range, so they're not always the easiest to sing, but I think that it's important for them to learn them because they still are with us. So I typically pick like two that are with us every week, and then I bring the other ones in as they either I need fresh material or they apply to the lesson, because there are some of those that are like really specific to, you know, Zacchaeus in the tree and Noah built the ark. So they go along with story ideas, and I'll definitely pull those out whenever we're doing that story. Which brings us to songs for the main idea. I love to reinforce the main idea with a song. It just helps them to remember what we're learning about. The first thing that my son ever remembered learning at church was Zacchaeus, because he came home singing Zacchaeus was a little man. That's the first time he actually came home, and I was like his teacher. So I was like, come on, you should remember something I taught you today. But that was the first time that he came home and could actually, like, walked in and was, like, telling his dad what he had learned was when we did Zacchaeus, and we sang the Zacchaeus song, and that just, it made it come alive for him, and that meant something to me, so now I keep doing it. You can't always find a song that goes with, I mean, there's not always a song written for what you're learning about, so first I check online to see if there is one, see if I can find one. If I can't find one, I make one up. And they're not always good. But they're going to be repetitive. They're going to be simple. It's going to have a familiar melody. And it's going to go with what we're learning about. So I'm going to be brave. So who wants to pick a story? We're going to make up a song right now. Pick a story.
Noah's Ark.
Okay, well, that. There is a song written for that one, but I'll make up another one. Okay. Okay, so familiar melody. So I have a Bible story. And familiar melody, everybody knows Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Okay, so I'm going to sing. God told Noah to build an ark. Boom, 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 boom. He built that ark out of lots of wood. Boom, 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 boom. And then the animals came and they got on the ark. A-boing, 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 a-boing. And then the rain came down for 40 days. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then the sun came out and dried up the land. Woo-hoo, hoo-hoo, hoo. There's the rainbow. So I'm going to make up something really silly. So it's not really great songwriting. It doesn't have to be. It's fun. It's fun. So I tend to do that whenever I can't find a song or can't think of a song. I just make one up to go with it. Sometimes it's driving to church. I'm like, I couldn't find a song today. We're going to sing, you know, Old MacDonald Had a Farm with Noah's Ark. And some of them are not always, I know that I've experienced in our curriculum, it's not always a real obvious story. It's more of an idea. And so I tend to make up songs for that too. Or I look on my curriculum CD. Like, we did a series on loving God last fall, and there was a song on there that was, love God, yes, I do love God, he is special to me, I love God. And so I used that song, and I mean, that was really easy. Now, I took it, and I sang it for all the kids. So we sang it in a circle, we walked in a circle and sang, love God, and we did it that way. We shook things, you know, we got our eggs out, and we said, love God, yes, I do love God, just so I could keep them singing about loving God and them not think it's boring, because we've done it already. And then I will sing it to each one of them. I'd say, Sandra loves God, he is special to her, Sandra loves God. And so I would sing it for all the kids in the class. And they think that's fun because I'm singing it to them. So I do that a lot, especially when it's not a story and it's just more of an idea. Now, I use that melody a lot. I, like, stole that one and went lots of places with it. in particular, one that was a really big hit, we did a set on praying for people. And so I sang, pray for others, I can pray for others, because I could not think of a song about praying for people. So we did that, and they really caught on to that, because after I got done, I said, and who in here, who is someone we could pray for? And so they would raise their hand, and they'd say, my mommy! And so we would sing, pray for mommies, I can pray for mommies. And we just said it over and over and over again until they were done with it. And then we moved on. And then we came back and did it again the next week. anyways, it was a lot of fun. So we can use stories in our main ideas. We can also use them to help organize our classroom. So for, like, lining up, instead of going, line up! We can sing something like, line up, it's time to go to the playground. Line up, it's time to go to the playground. And I'd be walking around the room and catching the ones that aren't getting it and going, line up, it's time to go to the playground. Or wherever we happen to be going. So you can use them for lining up. You can do things, simple things like, please sit down, please stand up, just to change the tone in your voice, because they've been listening to you talk. And so that change, it's like, oh, something different is going on, and they can hear that a little bit better. And when I'm doing something like that, I go, please sit down. Oh, Hilda, I like the way you're sitting down. Thank you. Please sit down. Oh, Jennifer, you're sitting down too. Oh, Stan just got it. Please sit down. Until everybody gets it. And then I have to compliment everybody in the room because they all want to be noticed. And then I think most of you are familiar with this song, but praying for our snack, doing the God our Father, thank you for our food. Oh, is that right? Yeah, thank you for our food and our many blessings, and our many blessings, God, amen. God, amen. Who's heard that?
We sing it differently.
Okay. Well, we're going to, how do you sing it?
God our Father, once again, thank you for our blessings, thank you for our blessings, amen, amen.
See? It works. So that's,
name we pray.
I'm sorry, what?
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Anyway, so it's great. It helps everybody do it together. It's a little easier than trying to recite God is great, God is good together. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, we all know the cleanup song. I'm not singing that one to you. just a few notes about choosing songs. If you're actually going to choose a song for a three-year-old to learn, it needs to have not too many words. They have a limited vocabulary, and so it needs to be repetitive. It needs to say it a lot of times. typically, like, three lines. So one line that's repeated again, and then a different line, and then come back to the first line is a really good formula for picking a simple song that kids can get. It needs to have not so wide of a range. You need to not be singing, God our Father. That does not work for kids. The easiest little interval for kids to sing is that little ring, ring, go away, bum, 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 bum. That little area is really the best and easiest for kids to sing. It's the first interval they learn to sing. When children are born, when babies are born, they can match pitch. As they start learning words and all of this movement stuff that's going on, it's like their brain forgets how to do that. And so those little da 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 is kind of in their speaking range, and so it's almost like they're talking because it's kind of like that na 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 boo boo kind of thing going on. And so it makes it really easy for them to pick that up if it's in that really small range. I love using instruments with kids. I love having enough to go around. So I have a classroom set of rhythm sticks that I use. These are great. I love them. You can do all kinds of things with them. Did we talk? I think I showed y'all what we can do with them. Yes. Sometimes I forget what I do. But they're great. There are a lot of different rhythm sticks that they sell. These are shorter. And with the three-year-olds, I would definitely say use the shorter ones because they sell ones that are like this long that are really for elementary students, and that's kind of dangerous with a three-year-old. I mean, that's like prime time sword fights. So if you're interested in rhythm sticks, I would say look for shorter ones. I love using bells. I have a classroom set of bells for my kids, so we can use now. This one's really easy for us to hold. You can use normal jingle bells like they have on the little bracelet. Thank you. And those are really great too. If you're looking to not really spend a whole lot of money, Easter eggs. You can buy a dozen for a dollar. Now, the first set of Easter eggs I made, I taped them shut. Uh-huh. That did not go so well. So I'm trying gluing them this time. We'll see how long they last. This one, I put ricin. This one, I put beans in. So I can actually make two sets of shakers. I have a classroom set of scarves now. These are cool. This one, I need to actually go through these. The great thing about these scarves is I can just go back through here and cut this part off that's starting to fray, and I still have a scarf, and it's great. Scarves are not that expensive. I looked it up for this class, and you can buy 24 for $16. It's not that expensive, but they're a lot of fun. You can, I know a lot of kids' classrooms have a xylophone, or what they call a xylophone. This is actually called a glockenspiel, just so y'all know. Xylophones are made out of wood, glockenspiels are made out of metal. So if it's made out of metal, it's a glockenspiel. Now you're an expert on instruments. And I use this not to do things like reinforce our little, what we've been learning about. So I made the mistake of not finding my pitch in the last class, so I just started singing with it. That did not go so well. Learn from me. Don't do that. So this one has four notes. Some of them have eight notes. There are no wrong notes on the glockenspiel, which is really awesome. I mean, you can just play away and you're not going to make any mistakes. I do simple things like Jesus loves Maryland with them when we're playing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or if I have the eight notes, I would go, Jesus loves Maryland and all of her friends, something like that. Or I would do our little memory verse, whatever our memory verse is, and sing that down the scale. You can kind of, I tend to start at the smallest one and go to the biggest one, because it's easier to end at the bottom than it is to end at the top. And the other thing I was going to tell you about this is, if you're going to make something up on these, if you are just playing around with the kid on it, because there are no wrong notes, and so it's fun, and they think it's fun, it's best if you end at the top or the bottom, because that's kind of the home key for your Glockenspiel, and if you don't end there, it might sound a little weird. It's not going to be wrong, but it might just be a little weird. I mean, so if I sing, God loves Marilyn. It's not bad. No. It's not wrong, but it's a little better if I go, God loves Marilyn, and end on that bottom note. So end on the bottom or the top, not somewhere in between. I also will just bring in a tambourine ever so often whenever I'm doing story time or circle time, my music time with them. And I may use it in my hello song, and whoever I'm singing hello to, I'll let them hold the tambourine, and they get to shake it, and we'll sing hello to Marilyn. Or I can't see your sticker. You're just, like, lucking out today. So we'll do that, or I might do it with a drum. We might sing hello with that, or we might sing another song and pass it around and just let them play the drum. Three-year-olds are actually getting to the point that they can actually sing and play a steady beat with you. They might not, though. Most likely you're going to get... and then they're going to bow. No, no, they won't. But anyways, they might. Some of them might. Anyways, use what you have in your classroom. And if you want to do like a classroom set, eggs are a really great place to start because they're cheap and easy to do. A couple other notes. We're girls in here. So kids have, if you listen to them talk, they talk up here a little bit. They're like, hi, hi, Miss Jennifer, how you doing today? Hi! they're up in that little register. So that's, if you can, that's where you should sing to them. Because that's where they can hear and they can talk and they can sing. If they can sing, that's where they can sing. They can sing up here. So you want to sing up in your higher voice if you can, rather than your lower voice. The problem with your lower voice, if you're a guy, you can sing however you want to, and the kids will still sing in their little high voice. But if you're a girl and you start singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, the little kid's going to go, oh. And it's just not cute. or appropriate. If you are singing with a CD, just make sure you've listened to it and you actually know like the order of how things are going to happen in it. Because it's kind of awkward whenever you start doing something and you're like, oh, whoa. Or you stand there and you go, oh. And try to catch up. It's not fun. The other thing I would say to you is be authentic. You're not me. I'm not you. I've been to other trainings where they do really great things and I pull a few ideas from them. But I can't become them. So you may not go home and sing hello to all of your kids, or you may not play rhythm sticks with your kids. But if there's something that you've seen in here that you like, make it you and take it to your class and to your kids and make it authentic for them. Because, I mean, the Bible says that we're supposed to do whatever we do with all our heart. And that's what I want for me, and that's what I want for you. For you to do it in your way for your kid with all your heart and to God. Anyways, any questions?
Can you talk to the point that you did in the last session about how long you do music and how you incorporate it in?
Sure. I tend to do music, I do a specific music time that's about 15 minutes long that incorporates my story. So I gather the kids, we sing hello, we do a couple of the other, like the couple of the classic songs that I know that are part of our routine. I tell the story, we sing the song that I've decided that goes with the story that's going to reinforce the point, and we always end on, hallelujah, 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 I praise ye the Lord, and the kids know that that's our routine. they know that when we sing that song, we're done, we're going to eat snacks. So I do that. But I tell my story at least 3 times during the day. I when we do our craft that's associated with it, which I usually am doing that with not the whole group. They kind of filter through to me. So I tell them the story while we're doing the craft. And then I do it during my little 15 music circle music time. I tell the story all the way through then. And then when they eat their snack, I tell it to them again. So that's kind of my routine. Anything else? All right, well, in that case, I'll turn it back over to Leah.
Okay, thank you all for coming. We have another snack intermission before the third session. So actually, if you all want to go down to the corner books, there are going to be group snacks, and then our third session is going to be with all the other Next Gen Children's Divisions in the chapel. So if you go down the stairs to corner books, grab your snack there, and then move directly into the chapel with everybody else. Thank you.